Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined by Jerry Hamilton. Jerry's in Austin right now, reporting on the big visit weekend for the Longhorns. 17 official visitors in town. Jerry, you were out at the airport all day yesterday, getting to see some of the recruits come in. They've spent almost 24 hours on campus now. You and CJ are going to do another update later that's a little bit longer, more detailed. But we've got some immediate notes that we want to get to right now. Jerry, let's start with some of the guys on campus that you've heard from in the last 24 hours. Let's start with Cade Phillips, the defensive back out of Fort Bend Hightower High School, a big priority for the Longhorns this recruiting season. What's going on with the latest here? We've heard some good things behind the scenes. What are you hearing officially?
Yeah, I think we've heard some really good things behind the scenes. But look, I mean, I think this was kind of the offer he wanted and a couple of family members wanted for Cade. So I think that's always been on the table here, and this has always been in the corner of Texas. I do think while we've heard some positive things in regard with Texas, I still think the conversations, whether that's later today, whether that's tomorrow morning with Steve Sarkisian, Cade wants an opportunity to play corner, to try corner. And if, you know what, corner doesn't work out, he's fine playing at safety. But he wants a chance at corner. And that's the one thing he's maintained in this recruitment. So it'll be interesting to see how those conversations go. I know Steve Sarkisian, Terry Joseph, Blake Gideon are all part of this visit weekend. Obviously, Nance and PK, the whole staff, but both defensive back coaches. They go into some position meetings later this afternoon. So it will be interesting to see which position meeting he goes into this afternoon. Because I do think those conversations are going to be important, because this is a Texas or LSU decision, and there are people in the family's corner that prefer Texas.
Got it. I feel like this is one of those that's really important for the Longhorns, and they're trying to put the best foot forward. Derek Williams is his official host on the weekend, big-time player, obviously, from the state of Louisiana. And you mentioned that if LSU is your main competition, and you're talking about a guy from Louisiana that came to Texas instead, pretty upfront about that. All right, Jerry, let's go to the next guy that you've heard a little bit about thus far, and that's the wide receiver out of Jacksonville, Mandarin High School in Florida, Jamie French. Talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, I continue to just hear some really positive things in regard to Texas. In fact, I had a call this morning, and there's a blue blood program that ultimately thinks him and DeCorian end up at Texas, which will be interesting to see if that program is correct. But those are kind of the fun things in recruiting. But yeah, I think, you know, look, Jamie French is in town with mother, father, sibling, a couple of coaches from Mandarin. This is a huge visit for him, obviously, with the University of Texas. I know there was confidence on the Texas entering this weekend, and we haven't heard anything to shake that confidence to this point. We think Texas is working from a pretty good spot here, and obviously getting the full court press from Chris Jackson, Steve Sarkisian this weekend.
It's very interesting to me, Jerry, when you look at a guy like Jamie French. He's got all the schools in the world after him right now, whether it's Alabama, Tennessee, Jordan, you know, the schools in state as well. But this looks like Texas is in a really, really good shot. I saw the picture you took yesterday of him at the airport. He's got some more relatives in tow as well. So I think that's a good sign as well.
Yeah, no, I think so. The mom really liked the Texas visit the last time, really liked it. And Jamie mentioned that to me when I was at Mandarin in May. And she looked very excited again yesterday. She flashed the hookem coming off the plane when we were there taking photos, CJ Vogel and myself. So she flashed the hookem once again. I think mom really likes Texas, the academic and football combination.
Another news and note that's moving right now, a guy that you wanted to talk about here, Jerry, is Madden Faramo, a young man out of Junipero Serra, High School, Catholic High School out in California. What are your thoughts there on him and what's going on in this recruitment? Because we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We've got some guys like Riley Pettijohn out there and Jonathan Cunningham that are visiting other schools. What are you hearing about Faramo's visit at this point, who at one point was thought to be almost a lock to Notre Dame? Is Texas trying to make a move here or what?
Yeah, I think Texas is the competition with Notre Dame right now for Madden Faramo. And look, he got off the plane yesterday. Mother and father were with him. And I think Johnny Nance has been attached to his hip ever since he arrived on campus in Austin, or at the Four Seasons yesterday in Austin, where the recruits stay. So Texas is absolutely all in on the Madden for AMO recruitment. A good looking kid too. I mean, getting off the plane now, when you see him in person, 6'2½", 210 pounds, good arm length. It looks like he's easily going to carry 230 pounds. Athletic family. His sister was one of the best softball players in UCLA history, which is interesting. She was at UCLA when Johnny Nansen was coaching at UCLA. So it'll be interesting how far back does this connection with that family actually go, if that recruitment were to go Texas way. And we'll have to see on that. Notre Dame's real competition. And actually, Notre Dame's now thinking Texas is real competition to them.
Good stuff. I just liked how big he was coming off that plane, man. He's one of the bigger linebackers. He and Bo Barnes.
Yeah.
Very similar in that way that they hit you, they're going to go, you're going to go down. Hey, Jerry, the next one I want to take you to is a five-star offensive lineman, Michael Fasusi out of Louisville. There's been some news and notes. He's visited A&M. He's visited OU. Texas has kind of been that team, though, that's been the consistent one throughout this entire recruitment. And we're hearing good things about this visit thus far. But is it over the top, or is this one of the ones we're going to have to wait and see exactly what happens?
Yeah, look, I think Texas, the one thing that's been interesting with this recruitment is whether it was, okay, is it going to be Texas versus Texas A&M at the end of the day? Is it going to be Texas versus Oklahoma at the end of the day? The one consistent has been Texas versus somebody. And I think headed into June, it was thought that Texas and Texas A&M may be where the decision comes down to. Now I think it's more Texas, Oklahoma, which would kind of fall in line with his visits, by the way, even though he's been to A&M a lot since Mike Elko was hired. But I think, look, I think Kyle Flood's been on this recruitment as long as anybody. I think they've done a very good job here. And I think Texas has been in a favorable position for a while in this recruitment. Now it comes down to closing it out. And I think Oklahoma put everything they had into last week, and I think A&M's done the same thing. And I think you're seeing Texas do the same this weekend. And I felt pretty good about this recruitment, but it's a big regional battle. I mean, Oklahoma, Biedenbaugh versus Kyle Flood, Oklahoma versus Texas. This has been the top two for a while, and then the coaching change in A&M happened, and Mike Elko got A&M in there. Into a pretty good spot where they were in the fight for him. But I think Texas has had, there's been some confidence on the Texas side for a while, with the understanding that this is a real battle between three regional schools for one of the top tackles in the country.
I know that you have more info than just those guys, but
by the way, Fasusi's being hosted by Trevor Goosby this weekend.
Okay. Good stuff there, Jerry. Hey, I want to say this real quick. We have more news and notes on almost all of this stuff going on ontexasfootball.com. If you want to be a subscriber to On Texas Football and want to be what we call an OG at On Texas Football, please join us if you get a chance. Right now we have a special $39.95 for a one-year subscription. You get $20 off. I think the official visit thread on the site right now is up to 13 pages long. So please come visit us. Jerry and CJ dropping news and notes on the hour, it feels like, or even actually on the 15-minute mark. Right now, there's a lot more to go over. Seven commitments on campus as well. But Jerry, instead of talking more about the guys, and you got some more guys that you and CJ will go over later this afternoon, I want to instead go and talk a little bit more about the guys that are elsewhere.
Yeah.
Because we're starting also to get some input on people who are visiting other places that Texas is very interested in. Let's start with Brandon Brown. Defensive lineman out of Ogalle, Florida, that Texas has been fighting LSU, among others, to keep off. He actually made, and you reported this first, an official visit to Oklahoma. He scheduled it. He is visiting Oklahoma this weekend. What are your thoughts at this point in that recruitment? Did mom go with him? I mean,
all that kind of stuff. Well, that's actually the latest news is the mom's actually there, because early midweek, she was not going to make that visit. She did end up making that visit. She is in Norman with Brandon, which is very interesting. But I still think, you know, barring something happening this weekend, this is a Texas LSU decision. This is Bo Davis, that longstanding relationship, why Brandon committed to Texas in the first place versus Steve Sarkisian, Kenny Baker in Texas. I think that's where it is. Now, Who's Oklahoma trying to muddy the waters for if they don't get it? That's the fun thing about recruiting. They probably don't really care about LSU that much, do they? I mean, let's be real. This is one of those. What's interesting, it's coming down to the same three schools that Dominic Williams did, Bobby. Yeah. And that's what's interesting. So another D lineman that LSU, Texas, and Oklahoma are battling on. Now this is just one of the top linemen at the high school level. He did visit Tennessee. I was just told that Tennessee won't be the pick. It's going to be Texas or LSU unless something happens this weekend very favorable with Oklahoma. And Oklahoma, look, I mean, Oklahoma got an official visit. Miami thought they were getting him in. A&M was hopeful they were getting him in. USC was who he was originally scheduled to visit. So Oklahoma beat out some heavy hitters to get this visit, which does say something. They came through the school in May. They've been on him a while. But again, if Oklahoma doesn't get him, who are they trying to hurt this weekend? That's the fun thing that happens in recruiting.
Who do you think they're trying to hurt? We all know the answer to that. Okay. All right. The other big visit weekend that we think there's actually a couple others we're going to talk about. Three guys at Florida State that Texas definitely wants. And two of them are defensive tackles, Kevin Wynn and Myron Charles. And then you also have the edge out of Coco, Javion Hilson, that Texas is after. I saw some video and pics of that visit. Florida State went all out on their official visit this weekend. They had an entire offense set up and were running plays with all the recruits on campus there. You hear anything on Charles Hilson or Wynn, or is it still just a little too early for that?
A little too early on our end for that, but this is their big weekend. I mean, this has been the weekend Florida State's been planning for. And I mean, look, people have asked, some Texas fans have asked, what other D lineman is FSU really targeting? Well, I can tell you this. Myron Charles and Kevin Wynn are like two of their top four. I mean, so they're all in on these guys and have been. And Florida State's thought since early in the spring that they were the favorite for both of these guys, by the way. So Texas is up against the school that thought they were in the best position for these guys. And with Zion Williams not coming into Texas, Bobby, these D line visits are bigger and bigger. I mean, Brandon Brown, Myron Charles, and Kevin Wynn. I know we'll obviously talk about Josiah Sharma next, but these are huge visits this weekend for Texas's hopes to grab two of these top four D linemen on the board that they're recruiting. I mean, these are all national battles with blue blood level schools. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And then Javion Hilson, that one will be very interesting to me because, look, if the mom continues to say she wants her son out of state, that probably is not what Florida State wants to hear, right? That's probably not what they want to hear. See if they can get that opinion changed this weekend. Hilson was once committed to Alabama till Nick retired. Then he flipped to FSU. Was that part of the reason why? I think we'll find out here in the next couple of weeks.
I want to go next to another team that's hosting multiple players this weekend, and that is Alabama. You just talked about him, right, with Javion Hilson being a former commitment there. Josiah Sharma, Dejon Lee, the cornerback out of Mission Viejo that was just on campus in Austin this past week. Is that another – I mean, Kalen DeBoer seems to have some momentum on the recruiting trail, which is interesting given that, Alabama, I guess they're not going anywhere, right? Yeah. That's the question. So what do you see and hear there as far as Sharma and Lee? I know that you said that Sharma had a very strong relationship with the former recruiting coordinator at Washington that then went with DeBoer to Alabama. Is that still kind of what you're hearing at this point?
Yeah. Courtney Morgan, the GM of Alabama football. I think that's, look, if Josiah Sharma were to not go to Alabama, that's the toughest call he's going to have to make in their whole recruiting process. He was committed to Washington. Courtney Morgan, Kalen DeBoer were on him earlier than some bigger schools were. He's been on campus three times now since they got to Alabama. That will be the toughest call for him to make if he does not go to Alabama. And you know that they're driving that home this weekend in Tuscaloosa. Dejon Lee, total wild card. He's set to commit June 28th. We hear he had a better than expected visit to Texas as far as from the Dejon Lee camp. Where does that put Texas at? That's a tough one because, look, that's been more of a Johnny Nansen relationship recruitment versus Terry Joseph. since he kind of came on later in this cycle for Texas. So how does that D cornerback, D back coach relationship compare to the ones he already has with other schools? I think that'll be something to watch late as he gets close to that decision.
Hey, I think it's interesting. Alabama and Texas fighting over some similar recruits, not only those two that we just talked about, but also Khalik Lockett, who's in town, and Nick Townsend, who's the number one tight end on Texas board.
Caleb Edwards.
And Caleb Edwards, the other tight end that Texas is really high on, all visited Alabama or have looked at Alabama as well. So interesting interplay there, maybe more so with Alabama than even an LSU at this point, although there's a couple of LSU guys. I mean, it's interesting how this is going right now for the Longhorns. All right, a couple other big name guys that I want to mention before I let you go. DeCorey Moore is officially up at Oregon. His official host on his visit to Oregon is Evan Stewart, the former Aggie, big time player out of the Metroplex. You know that Oregon's trying to run that home as it relates to that. And then Dorian Brew at Ohio State. He is there, or excuse me, at Ohio State. And then Riley Pettijohn, the linebacker at A&M this weekend. Talk a little bit about those three and where things sit as we know it.
Yeah, I think DeCorey Moore's Texas, Ohio State. I know he's at Oregon this weekend, and I know Oregon wants to have a big footprint in the state of Texas. That's why Dan Lanning hired Rashad Samples. But I think Oregon's up against it on DeCorey Moore. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I just think Texas remains the favorite there. I actually think Ohio State would be number two in that race. So we'll see what happens there. And as far as Dorian Brew, look, I mean, I think there's on the Texas side, they believe it could come down to Ohio State and Texas. We'll have to see on that. I think Oregon thinks they're very much in it, right? USC thought they were in it. I just don't know how much momentum USC is going to have on defense right now, Bobby. They had a rough week. So we'll have to see on that. But look, his mom's in the Ohio State Track Hall of Fame. And he almost committed there in January and pushed the decision date off. Now he's back at Ohio State with his mom this weekend. I think they were up there for spring break. I mean, there's a lot of ties to Ohio State for the Brews. I do think they had a great visit to Texas earlier this week, though.
He had a great visit to Texas. The other thing is, you know, he wants to play corner, and Ohio State apparently has two of the top corners in the country already committed. That's a busy room at this point.
Yes.
What about Riley Pettijohn, the linebacker out of McKinney? He's at A&M at this point, right?
He's at A&M this weekend, and A&M's throwing the kitchen sink there. They've made it be known to him that he is their linebacker, and that they want to lead this program under Mike Elko. We'll see if that works. I think Texas has been a pretty good spot for him for a while. I think Ohio State's in the game, and we'll have to see what happens this weekend. There's a lot going on with that. You know, Texas is going to take three linebackers. Who are those three linebackers going to be? I think that's going to have to play out. But Riley Pettijohn is at A&M this weekend, and they're giving it everything they have. But I think going into this weekend, they knew they were working from behind.
Gotcha. All right, that's going to do it for this little quick Saturday midday update. I know you and CJ will have more this evening as you hear more. Players are headed over to Top Golf this afternoon. Have a little fun. Enjoy some time with the family and friends. And then you and CJ will come back with more. Also, if you want to know stuff up to date, minute to minute, make sure you check out our website on texasfootball.com. Thanks for either listening to this show on our podcast, which is available on Apple and Spotify, any of those platforms, as well as watching us here on YouTube as well. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been On Texas Football. Good luck to the Longhorns today.